Some crops.
You are? Are you gonna plant peanuts? I just adore peanuts.
Boy, I don't know. Maybe.
Well, it's nice to have neighbors again. We don't keep neighbors very long. My daddy, Big Buck Buckley, says we're not likely to either if I don't stop talking so much.
Is a skunk even when you know him personally. No, sir. As soon as a farmer moves in, the place starts going to pot. All the property values drop right through the floor.
But, Pa, I like him.
What? Now, see here, Belle. You listen to me and you listen good. You can do what you like, but I absolutely refuse to associate with that no-good, low-down, lily-livered, range-claiming sodbuster. Now, you be sure that tomato kisser doesn't set one foot in this house tonight.
Some of the finest stock in these parts, and the biggest bull in the territory.
That's right.
Well, if all that's true, and your pa's not a cattleman, then I'd like to see the bull.
Why, sure. Melrose, here, boy. Good boy, Melrose. Well, what do you think, Brent?
I think that's the biggest frog I ever saw.
Isn't he, though? Pa says he sure would win a prize with him at the county fair.
He is kind of cute.
I think he likes you, Brad.
Yeah. So your pa's a frog rancher, huh?
That's right. And that's why he hates farmers.
Jake?
What?
What are you doing?
I'm thinking.
Thinking what?
Thinking of a plan to get us some money.
How about if we have a bake sale?
A bake sale? Are you loco? That's no way to get a reputation as a Western bad man.
Well, why don't we rob the bank?
With what? We don't have any guns.
Oh. Hey, if we had a bake sale, we could buy some guns.
Would you cut it out with that bake sale stuff? You never heard of Billy the Kid or Jesse James having a bake sale, did you?
Well, no, but...
We gotta do something bold. Something that'll make us famous as Darren Desperado.
Thank you personally, Brett, for bringing home Melrose. I reckon that's about the nicest thing anybody ever did for me, and I really appreciate it.
I'm just glad I could help out. I really do want to be a good neighbor, Mr. Buckley.
I don't understand, though.
I meant, what did your pa say, sir?
Oh, well, it went like this. You can't judge a book by its cover. And I said to myself, Self, you've been looking on the outside all these years, and all you've done is cause a lot of hate and distrust. Isn't it time you started looking on the inside for a change?
I'm glad to hear you say that, sir.
So am I, Pa.
So, I've decided that from now on, I'm gonna try to get to know folks instead of making snap judgments about them.